Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Two men arrested on drug charges during warrant service in Northland Village. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Two men were arrested Friday on multiple drug-related charges after Campbell County Sheriff's deputies attempted to serve a warrant at a residence in Northland Village. According to Lieutenant Dan Mall, deputies arrived at the home shortly before noon to serve a warrant on a 46-year-old man. As deputies approached the property, they detected the odor of marijuana before observing a man walk out from behind a camper while smoking what appeared to be a marijuana cigarette. Deputies say the man, who was identified as the 46-year-old man with the warrant, attempted to put it out after noticing law enforcement. During the investigation, deputies learned two children, ages 1 and 5, were inside the residence. The 46-year-old man also told deputies another adult was located in the garage. Deputies contacted the second man, 54, and again detected the smell of marijuana. While investigating, deputies allegedly discovered a felony amount of suspected methamphetamine, along with a glass pipe containing possible meth residue. The 46-year-old man was arrested on the warrants tied to bond revocation stemming from previous possession and possession with intent to deliver charges. He now also faces charges including possession of marijuana, possession of liquid methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver, and use of a controlled substance. The 54-year-old man was arrested for two counts of possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. The sheriff's office report did not indicate who took custody of the children. Norberto Orellana announces run for Gillette mayor. Local businessman and author Norberto Orellana has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Gillette, setting up a challenge against incumbent Shay Lundvall. According to County 17, Orellana says his campaign will focus on conservative leadership, government transparency, infrastructure stewardship, and limiting government growth. He criticized what he described as a good old boys culture at City Hall and argued taxpayer-funded business recruitment creates artificial economic growth. The Republican candidate says he supports the Wyoming GOP platform and believes those principles should guide local government decisions. Orellana also emphasized his support for small businesses, arguing that some companies receive preferential treatment while smaller local businesses face unnecessary bureaucracy. He pointed to his personal background as part of his motivation for running, saying he was born with cerebral palsy and previously experienced homelessness and poverty before building a life and business in Gillette. Orellana says his campaign is centered on accountability, opportunity, and responsible management of city resources. Orellana currently serves as chairman of the Campbell County Republican Party. Lundvall announced his bid for re-election earlier this year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.